June 7, page 172. Parents to teach obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:1. The children are to be taught that their capabilities were given them for the honor and glory of God. To this end, they must learn the lesson of obedience, for only by lives of willing obedience can they render to God the service He requires. Before the child is old enough to reason, he must be taught to obey. By gentle, persistent effort, the habit should be established. Let children be shown that true reverence is revealed by obedience. God has commanded nothing that is unessential, and there is no other way of manifesting reverence so pleasing to Him as by obedience to that which He has spoken. The mother is the queen of the home, and the children are her subjects. She is to rule her household wisely in the dignity of her motherhood. Tell your children exactly what you require of them, then let them understand that your word must be obeyed. Thus you are training them to respect the commandments of God, which plainly declare, "Thou shalt and thou shalt not." Please turn this tape over, continued on the other side. Tape 6B. Few parents begin early enough to teach their children to obey. The child is usually allowed to get 2 or 3 years the start of its parents, who forbear to discipline it, thinking it too young to learn to obey. But all this time, self is growing strong in the little being, and every day makes harder the parent's task of gaining control. At a very early age, children can comprehend what is plainly and simply told them, and by kind and judicious management can be taught to obey. Never should they be allowed to show their parents disrespect. Self-will should never be permitted to go unrebuked. The future well-being of the child requires kindly, loving, but firm discipline. Wise parents will not say to their children, "Follow your own choice, go where you will and do what you will," but listen to the instruction of the Lord. Wise rules and regulations must be made and enforced, that the beauty of the home life may not be spoiled. Children will be happier, far happier, under proper discipline than if left to do as their unrestrained impulses suggest. A child's truest graces consist in modesty and obedience, in attentive ears to hear the words of direction, in willing feet and hands to walk and work in the path of duty. Above all things, parents should surround their children with an atmosphere of cheerfulness, courtesy, and love, a home where love dwells and where it finds expression in looks, in words, and acts. Is a place where angels delight to dwell. Counsels to Parents and Teachers, pages 111 to 115.